Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is Art, who is joining us right now. What's going on, Art?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, I've been hiring people for 35 years, and if I'm going to spend $9 million, I am going to do such an extensive background check. I'm going to find out what he had for breakfast 6 months ago, a year ago, 10 years ago. This is preposterous. I know Chris said when he puts the uniform on, well, unfortunately, he signed a contract. He is a Patriot. Whether he has that uniform on or not, they own the problem. What's going to go on now is, you know, first of all, Belichick or any boss, if it were me and the prior boss, it was public information, he recorded my phone conversation with him and put it on social media. He's persona non grata. Who would possibly want to hire this person? They're going to get what they deserve. A person that is watching, if it's believable, a religious broadcast on his iPad, and he's masturbating on this. If they do not have private investigators, ex-FBI agents, what they were buying, or they should have known.
So you believe that the Patriots are at fault here because they signed him and did not do, when it comes to knowing everything about Antonio Brown, they did not know about these allegations. And that is on the New England Patriots, as far as you're concerned, Art.
Absolutely. They should have known. If they didn't know, they should have known, and they should have had specific. And I can get on the internet in 20 minutes and do a background check on them with the services that I subscribe to.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they do some court-related background checks, have him sign a release, as I do with my prospective employees?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to sign a release, Greg? You don't work for me. That's how that goes. You don't want to do a pre-employment drug test? You don't work here. That's how that goes.
Art, thank you for the call.
I've been able to find out more about a guy I was standing behind at Cumbie's while getting my coffee in 3 minutes than the Pats found out about Antonio Brown.
Well, but then again, I don't know that when it comes to, I mean, this is a civil case.
Yeah.
This is a woman who is suing him. There is no indication that I have seen anywhere that there were any criminal charges that were filed. So, I mean, this is, I guess this is similar to the Judge Kavanaugh case, where you have a he said, she said situation.
It's similar, but it's also what Art was just saying, is that the Patriots can no longer say they didn't know. Now they officially know. We all know. So what right. They do going forward is how they will be judged nationally. So if he's playing Sunday, that is a statement that they are standing behind Antonio Brown.
Well, I mean, don't we still believe in innocent until proven guilty in this country?
Right, but anything that comes out, if he is found to be guilty of these crimes, if other charges come out, as they have with other people in this Me Too movement, when one woman comes forward, there are generally others that follow suit. If that were to happen to Antonio Brown, then the Patriots would be partially culpable in playing him.
I just, you know, this is the kind of distraction that they don't need, and it's what you get with this kind of a player.
Miami's going to beat him. I've got Miami in the points.
What?
Miami's going to beat them?
Yeah.
Ken, seriously, check the vents in there and make sure there's oxygen coming into the room, Ken. Make sure that there's clear. Stairs open the vents.
Is there a CO leak in here?
I mean, how did the Raiders not know? I mean, do you lump the Raiders in with the Patriots and also are you going to chastise the Raiders because they didn't know about
this? But this proves the whole entire point that they couldn't have known to the depth of what the accusations are, because why would the Patriots court the noise, the distraction, the danger, given what's gone on this past offseason, given who they are? I know the whole idea is ignore the noise and it's New England versus everyone, guy. You hate us because you ain't us. But there's zero chance they wanted this nonsense, given how great he can be. And by the way, why is it wide receivers are always the craziest mofos on the field? Right? Why is it wide receivers are the craziest humans in all of football? Well, that's saying a lot.
Minus LT. Oh, man.
Well, and throw in Albert Haynesworth, defensive lineman, who they signed in 2011 facing sexual assault charges. And you've seen the clip, I'm sure, on social media where Belichick said at that time, we've all made mistakes. Now, he will say, I'm sure, something more delicate today. But he has a history of signing guys despite having allegations against them and court cases. He's just cocky in this case.
Here's a text, 781 text, that says, I'm a woman, and I believe that this is sextortion.
Ooh, so that is, I like that
good
term.
Portmanteau.
That would be a woman.
That was me in my 20s.
A woman who believes that this is the kind of thing where somebody is going after somebody, and it's all about a bag of cash.
And that and this case aside, because we don't know yet what actually happened. So pushing that aside, the false allegations ruin it for the people who have been sexually assaulted, and this is why women or men, because it happens to both, wait 2, 5, 10, 20 years to come forward because they either feel like they're not going to be believed, they're going to somehow be blamed, or it'll be positioned that it was their fault somehow, or any other reason is because they're like, you know what, I don't want to go through the trauma of having to relive this and face my accuser in court and talk about what happened in detail, and you know what, I'd rather just sit with the misery of it ruining my life versus having to go up on a stage.
If this woman, this plaintiff, has a signed document, as her attorney says in the civil suit, in which Antonio Brown agrees that if she comes back to work for him, that he will no longer flirt with her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that that is in her favor when it comes to what really happened here?
If that is how, as it's described in the complaint, flirting, if that is how it's stated in the... I would need to see the full text of the document.
Yeah.
Because that's a very broad description of behavior.
Right.
That necessarily wouldn't... There could be a lot of things under that umbrella, LLA.
Right. Well, that's what Rachel Holt said Curtis needed to sign if she was going to come back on the show.
No more sweaters.
I have it framed after she signed it.
Now, any concern, Greg, now that we've started peeling off the wallpaper, looking under the rocks, getting into the bones of this Antonio Brown house, this could just be the start of things to come.
Well, that's what I mean. Yes,
we got to peek under the hood.
That's what Ken was saying. I mean, Ken, why you covered the guy in Pittsburgh, unfortunately, for 6 years.
Yeah.
Never a hint of this kind of allegation? No.
Well, nothing like this. No, of course not. I mean, I think he was an unknown. He was a 6th-round pick. He came in. He worked hard. He became a star fairly quickly despite that. And it just seemed like things progressively got worse. But it was all diva stuff. It was nothing. I never heard of any allegations like this, misconduct off the field.
This is Paul from New Hampshire. Yes, Paul.
Good morning. Best show ever.
Oh.
Hello, Paul.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, as far as the background check thing goes, I'm not sure about this, but if a civil case gets filed, it's not like, hey, we're going to file this civil case 3 months from now, so if somebody wants to do a background check, you can check what's going to happen in the future. It's a background check, not a foreground check.
It's a recently filed action, and certainly in the Patriots' defense, they had to sign this guy immediately, right? If we believe that there was no collusion, there was no plan, this wasn't a grand scheme by Roger Goodell and the NFL and Antonio Brown to make sure that he ended up, and Bill Belichick to make sure that he ended up on the New England Patriots. I don't know that they had enough time to do a big background check on the guy.
Oh, maybe that's why.
True, but they wouldn't have found anything to begin with, because if it's a civil case that got filed last Friday or whenever it was, they wouldn't have found out about it yet anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, hey, listen, thanks for the show, and just broom the guy. They don't need any of this crap.
Oh. No.
You know?
Yeah.
And, Greg, I just got a text from Antonio Brown's attorney, Darren Heitner, I believe is his last name. I asked him to come on the show. He said, good morning, must respectfully decline for now, thanks. I gave him the hotline. So maybe he'll join us later this week, but he declined to join us this morning.
That's an odd thing where you ask an attorney to talk about their case and they refuse to talk about it. That does not happen much when it comes to attorneys who are looking for bags of cash for their clients.
Oven mitts, maybe. It's a little hot right now.
Yeah.
I like the conspiracy theory, though, that Antonio Brown was fast-tracked to the Patriots by Goodell so he could finally take them down.
Yeah,
there you go.
Hello,
there you go.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
What's going on, buddy?
What's going on?
Am I on the radio?
Yep, you're on it.
Okay, according to Ken and Curtis, these two guys, I'm telling you, I don't even know why they're on the show.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight, guys. So if every NFL player was allegedly with a crime, a civil case, we're not going to let these guys play on the team. Is that what you guys are saying?
I don't believe anybody just ever said that.
Well, Ken, I mean, well, according to Curtis, he doesn't want him to play on Sunday.
Curtis said Curtis said that it would be a mistake for the Patriots to allow him to play.
Right, you were then culpable for his...
Curtis, let me take you back about 4 or 5 years. Do you remember Michael Irvin being accused of sexual assault with this woman? And he went to court, and they found him not guilty?
Right.
But when that first came out, everybody assumed that he was guilty. He was still playing. He was still working for the NFL Network. Everybody assumed that he was guilty because of all his previous shenanigans that he had in his past. The guy was found not guilty. This woman now, which the previous caller said, right, the Raiders didn't know, and the Patriots didn't know. So what makes you think that the Patriots knew? If they could have just been filed, a civil case could be filed at any time. Obviously, this woman waited to file this lawsuit so she could get all this publicity.
I'm not saying
the Raiders knew, and there's no way the Patriots knew.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that these teams knew or that the Patriots should have known. I'm saying that the second he takes the field for this organization, any further allegations that come out, or if he's found guilty of these allegations, then it is at their doorstep.
And private companies suspend employees all the time pending the outcome of investigations when stuff like this comes up. So it's not outside the realm of possibility.
You think that's what they should do?
I think it would be a mistake to let him play, yeah.
You think it would be a mistake to let him play?
This week, yeah.
Really?
I think they need.
What about?
Listen, I know the innocent until proven guilty. He has the right. I get all of that. And
doesn't he have a right to be heard in court?
He does have a right to be heard in court, but does he have a right to be on the field if something's going on that's going to be a distraction for the team and B, a potential liability for them later on? They're a private organization. They can do what they want, right?
Yeah.
And the NFL may use, I believe it's Article 46. Correct me if I'm wrong, Statler and Waldorf, but Article 46, which is Goodell's basically superpower that says he can suspend anyone at any time. Why would he do that? Detrimental to the league.
He didn't do that with Tyreek Hill.
Right, he let due process play out there.
Yes.
But don't you think his friend Bob Kraft may ask him to do so, to take the decision out of his hands? Please, put him on the exempt list for this week. Let's figure it out.
You think that he would do that?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it's somewhat stunning, I think. Maybe we ought to put another poll up. I mean, on Friday, nobody wanted the guy. On Monday, everybody wanted the guy.
Yep. 90-10.
How do you think everybody feels right now?
I have a poll right now. Should the Patriots stand by Antonio Brown?
Yes.
500 votes in, 57% of Patriots fans say they should.
So a majority says that they should, but it's a weak majority.
Very small majority.
57% on our Twitter feed say that the New England Patriots should stand by Antonio Brown.
Correct.
And let this work its way through the judicial system.
Yes.
We will hear from Adam Schefter about this at 7:45. We will get to Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer coming up at 8 and get some legal insight into this. And at 8:30 on today's show, I got another pair of great Red Sox tickets to give away for our broadcast next Thursday at America's most beloved ballpark.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by our friends at 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. The Ram Power Day is going on right now. Get huge savings on a new 2019 Ram 1500. Stop in at 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram today. Well, if you went to bed early last night, you missed this major news. Antonio Brown accused of raping his former trainer. A federal lawsuit filed in the Southern District of Florida alleging that Brown assaulted Brittany Taylor three times over the past 2 years, twice during training sessions in June of 2017, and then the rape charge in May of 2018. Brown's legal team releasing a statement. They deny all allegations. He will pursue all legal remedies to clear his name. So there could be a countersuit here coming up that kind of alludes to that in a way. Patriots releasing a statement saying they are, quote, well aware of the civil lawsuit filed today, as well as the response by Antonio's representatives. And the league has informed us they will be investigating, end quote. Also in the lawsuit, those text messages, which are very hard to make out. I don't know what, you know. There are two text messages about the incident in 2017.
Yes.
The back incident.
Yes.
Can you make it? Is that definitive to you guys either way? Well, does he admit to guilt or not? I mean, it's hard to read.
I definitely learned some new code when I was reading it. But
the whole thing is code.
I mean, I think it's the typical he said, she said thing. And there's only two people who know what happened.
Right.
Well, there was another player allegedly with them in Miami.
Yes.
And possibly in the house the night of the rape allegation.
Yes.
So maybe he surfaces.
But they aren't naming that player.
Right.
I mean, why wouldn't you name that player in your lawsuit as a potential witness?
Great point. I mean, I would assume if in a civil case he would be called to trial if it goes that far. Patriots have their first on-field practice today for the Dolphins, so we'll see what happens. Bill Belichick, the first to meet with the media. 11:45 today. Practice at 12:40. And all this after the news that Demaryius Thomas was traded to the Jets for a 6th-round pick, their first trade with the Jets in the Bill Belichick era. Completely wild. The Red Sox at it tonight. They've lost 4 in a row, but they'll try again in Toronto. 7:07, the first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Sam Kennedy joining our guys on OMF yesterday to discuss the Dave Dombrowski firing. Also a report out there from Bob Nightingale that alludes to the Red Sox changing course now that Dombrowski is gone and that they might be happily letting J.D. Martinez go if he opts out and moving on from Mookie Betts. So that's an interesting read if you have time. I know it's not the top story today, but
little rebuild in process over there.
Shed some payroll rebuild time. And that, you know, alluding to they didn't feel Dombrowski was the best guy to handle that mode of operation. Brewers lost Christian Yelich for the year, fractured his right kneecap. They're a game out of the wild card. That hurts big time. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Serious allegations against the newest member of the New England Patriots, Antonio Brown. And so far, I think we have 4 I told you so's on the show this morning. 1 from Ken Laird. I'm not sure where Wiggy is at this morning, but
yeah, where's Wiggy? I didn't see any posts. Wiggy,
he's out on the Wiggy's campaign trail.
Wiggy is the guy who was from the get-go all excited about bringing Antonio Brown and his distraction to the New England Patriots. This is Dave in the car. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning. First of all, Greg, this is amazing. Your show's great. I used to flip between you and EEI. Now I don't have to flip anymore. Well, so thank you very much for that.
I'm glad to hear it, and thank you. I appreciate you listening.
Yeah, yeah. So this is to Danielle, Ken, and Curtis. So You guys are suggesting that if an NFL player is alleged of a crime, that they should sit out, okay, until it gets resolved. So let's fast forward to February or the week before February, right, when the Patriots are in the Super Bowl again, and you get some lunatic Ram, Eagle, or Saints fan that says, hey, let's make an allegation about Tom Brady so he has to sit in the Super Bowl. I mean, come on. It makes absolutely no sense to have this guy sit. I mean, if you want to set this precedent up, then people could make allegations all the time, and then they got to sit until it gets resolved.
The precedent has been set in private. It happens in private business all the time. The Patriots are a private organization. They're free to say, you know what, we need to deal with, especially with the climate of what's happened, you know, between assaults and other stuff with other NFL players. I think you have to tread very lightly, even from a PR perspective. Is it necessarily the best thing to do for the person? No, maybe not. But I think that they have to take a broad look at the situation.
We had a congressional hearing on a Supreme Court justice based on 20 or 30-year-old allegations.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? If people make false allegations, they should be prosecuted for that.
Right,
they should
be
held 100% accountable.
If you make a fake sexual
assault or any kind of accusation in order to undermine someone's career, life, well-being, anything, and it turns out to be false and without merit, you should absolutely face punishment for that.
When it comes to somebody who is well-known, whether they are a Supreme Court justice or an NFL wide receiver, what percentage of the time do you think the allegation is legitimate? And what percentage of the time do you think that it is a grab for a giant bag of cash?
Very hard to say, but I mean, I think there are a significant amount of cases where it is a money grab.
Mm-hmm.
And or maybe something happened that wasn't necessarily as bad as it's being made out to be, and it's being embellished for the sake of, you know, whatever else. Then you add a very convenient timing onto it.
Mm-hmm.
That is also an issue.
I'm looking forward to Adam Schefter joining us at 7:45. He has Antonio Brown's yearbook photos and his information in his yearbook, because that is going to be damning like the Kavanaugh case. They're going to break down all of the groups he was in.
Yes.
Now I know why nobody goes out anymore. Now I know it's not even just a millennial thing.
Well,
if I had that kind of money, I wouldn't leave. I would put myself under emotional and physical house arrest. I would play video games. I would order Postmates.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't go anywhere.
Listen, I don't know if it's buffed or boofed.
You know, to quote my mother, Susan Hill, nothing good ever happens after 11 p.m. And that's why a lot of us spend Friday nights at home watching Dateline.
Monday nights on then. It's awful.
Oh, boy.
Hello. Hey, Manny.
Hey, what's up, Greg?
What's up, Manny?
Hey, 2007, this also happened to Randy Moss. Remember when his wife from Florida accused him of something, and then he had to take time away from the team to go deal with that?
Yes.
And it turned out pretty fine, except for the Super Bowl.
Oh. Well, I just think that this is the last thing that this team and Bill Belichick needs. This is the last thing they need. And it honestly, it comes at a time when Wiggy and others are on here proclaiming that this is going to be an undefeated season. What a disaster. Like, what a disaster. And will they be fine dealing with it? Sure. They dealt with...
Nope, losing to Miami.
They dealt with Spygate. They dealt with Deflategate. I guess they can overcome anything. But what a massive distraction in week two of the NFL season.
And I'm not even saying Brown should be on the exempt list for the entire season. If you're the Patriots, wouldn't you just want a couple weeks? Like, ideally, give me a couple weeks. He's not up to speed anyway. It would be a gift. Put him on this exempt list. We don't have to bring him in today. Today is going to be a total sideshow if he's in there.
Of course, it's going to be a circus down there today.
And how long ago was that Sunday night win? They went 33-3. They beat the Steelers by 30 points. Antonio Brown wasn't even on the field, and that game feels like a year ago.
Yes.
Like, it didn't even happen.
What the... Going into today, the line was 19. I mean,
right.
do you feel fully confident that the Patriots are able to overcome this distraction?
Belichick at 11:45 today. I'm sure Dalen Keefe will play it live. Listen to it. Going to be a unbelievable scene down there.
Do you think he even does the press conference?
Well, those are just protocols. Sam Kennedy might hold it instead.
Well, actually, he gave a great press conference after the Aaron Hernandez situation.
Yes.
Now, much different, but
yeah.
I mean, he sometimes in these cases, he actually is very insightful.
This is John. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
You know, I hear some people calling in talking about waiting for all the facts to come out and let's not forget that Roethlisberger and Ezekiel Elliott, neither one of them were ever went to court, were ever found guilty, and they were both suspended. In Ezekiel Elliott's case, the NFL did an investigation. Kia Roberts came out and said she didn't think there was enough there to suspend him, and Goodell said, nah, that's cool, I'm going to suspend him anyway. So Goodell can kind of just say, I don't like you.
But when
it's a little bit of an exaggeration, but he can suspend him because he doesn't, it's conduct unbecoming or whatever.
Right. When it comes to Roethlisberger, that was a criminal case, though.
It was a criminal case that she backed off, most people think, because there was a bag of cash behind the scenes.
Right.
But it started with a criminal case and ended in a civil settlement.
I mean, do you think that Antonio Brown wishes this morning that he just made this go away with a bag of cash? Or does that lend credibility to his when he says this didn't happen, I'm innocent, and does the fact that he didn't settle lend some credibility to that?
Not necessarily, because I look at the flip side, because if he had paid her, I wouldn't necessarily assume he was guilty of any of that either. I think sometimes people just want to make a problem go and a headache go away, regardless of what is or isn't true or did or didn't happen. And they're like, fine, here's some money. Leave me the F alone.
617-779-7937 is the number. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. We'll get some legal insight into this type of case from Larry the Lawyer during Ask an Attorney coming up at 8. And at 8:30, I'm giving Red Sox tickets away. You can join us for our broadcast at Fenway, breakfast and lunch. You get to hang out with a Sox player or two and join us while we do the show live at Fenway next Thursday. So listen at 8:30 to win those tickets.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, you knew this phone call was coming, and I can't delay it. I cannot delay it any longer. Here is Derek, the Steelers fan.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What's up, Derek?
You know, first things first, thank God Stevens is back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Wiggins project, I would put that on hold until somebody springs for couple of semesters at Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
I'll give him a break.
The kid has no clue.
Excuse me, don't crap on my alma mater, Derek. How dare you?
Listen, I think it's well warranted that the man needs to do a couple semesters over there. I'm not trashing them at all.
Vote now, mofo.
Jesus. Anyway, I just, this is like the microcosm of the diehards. Okay, we now it's all, well, this is just a civil case, and innocent until proven guilty, and all this crap. Meanwhile, Ben Roethlisberger is going to go down as a rapist and rapelessberger in this town forever.
Yeah,
it's just, he'll die. This was predictable. Predictable.
Well, I don't think to this level that it was. I mean, I didn't think that the first incident that he had would be allegations of sexual assault. I don't think
anybody could predict what was going to come next, but you definitely could predict something was coming next. Okay. This guy has had a pattern of behavior despite what Wiggins wants to say to anybody. So for him to think that this was going to be undefeated and blah, blah, blah. Here we go. And now it's going to be, there's, no distraction here, the Patriot way crap.
Yeah.
We'll see about that.
Well,
because this kid's going to test it.
Is it possible that Bill Belichick just decides that he is not worth the distraction at all, innocent or guilty, that he is, and just says forget about it and lets him.
I don't think so. Again, going back to a pattern of behavior, look how they deal with themselves. They deny and reaccuse any scandal that comes up. It's somebody else's fault. Orchid's invasion was all because of the cops, not drunk guy Bobby. So we know where he stands on this. Get your lawyers on him. and make this go away, which
Derek,
is fine.
Derek, they're great. Derek, they are great at legal judo. I will give you that. But I'll tell you who seems to be escaping culpability in this little scenario, Mr. Steelers fan, Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, who enabled all this behavior all along. So I'll tell you, that's who I also blame.
Oh.
No, I get what you're saying there, but they didn't enable this. The real problem is that the Raiders are the dumbest organization in the history of the NFL because this guy should have never been released. They should have put him on ice. The Steelers put him on ice. That's what you do to guys like this. Le'Veon Bell didn't play an entire season, and it didn't hurt the team. So I don't understand. You lay this at the feet of Mike Tomlin. No way. They tried to deal with this clown.
By the way, Derek, as a high school football coach, I don't know if you were listening to the show earlier, but have you heard what happened under the cover of darkness at my beloved alma mater, Neshoba Regional High School?
Well, Hilldog, I know you live in Stowe,
yes.
But have you ever crossed over into Bolton? I mean, you want to talk about social justice warriors. You kidding me? Those people in that town, forget about it.
Under the cover of darkness, they removed the Home of the Chieftain sign from the front of the high school and replaced it with an N because a couple social justice warriors had their panties in a bunch over it,
and I mean,
it's Derek. It what is wrong? I ask this: what is wrong with the term chieftain? Is that not a term that pays homage to brave Native Americans?
I'm shocked that Patriots is allowed, you know, in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
whatever it is, week four, the Tantasqua Warriors are going to come rolling into town. And nobody's got a problem with that. It's the same thing. Listen, that's like you said earlier. You put it right, especially in the town of Bolton. Those people are crazy.
And I'll tell you, I'll tell you the other thing. This Antonio Brown thing is big news. So we don't have as much time. But I am also disgusted with the superintendent of the Weymouth schools who has banned the booster club and their whiteout shirts. Because those are deemed now a white, one of the oldest fan traditions in the history of sports has now been deemed by this woman who's the superintendent in Weymouth to be offensive. So you can't have a whiteout.
Braintree native, it doesn't surprise me, Weymouth, you panderers.
What is wrong with this country? I mean, is there anybody who is not complaining about something at all times during the day?
And that's a superintendent of a school. They have power over how kids learn what are part of curriculums, and they have that judgment. My God.
How is it when everybody is wearing a white shirt in the name of supporting their athletic team, how is that possibly offensive to anybody?
We've lost our minds.
I mean, people have lost their minds.
You're trying so... It's a race to be offended. Everything. How can I find offense in anything?
But the people that should be offended are never the ones who are actually offended.
Oh, look.
It's somebody who has deemed themselves to speak for everybody else. Some soccer mom has decided that she is the spokesperson for the disenfranchised, and she's going to start complaining ad nauseum until the Neshoba Regional School District spends money that they don't have replacing the Home of the Chieftains sign.
Has anybody asked Liz Warren what she thinks? I mean, at least get somebody in there.
I mean, just meanwhile, history gets erased left and right all around us.
Well, thank goodness you said erased, Greg, because if you had said whitewashed, I would have filed charges.
Yes.
In Papermate, by the way, whiteout is now going to be known as liquid correct.
Yes.
Oh, good. I mean, honestly, how long have, college kids and high school kids been doing a whiteout for a game?
Oh, it's at Penn State. Almost every year they have a big Saturday night whiteout at Beaver Stadium,
nope,
whatever it's called.
Can't do that anymore.
But the thing
it's
is
kind of dumb, though. It's waving the white
Penn
flag.
State,
that's a
though.
Bad color for sports. Why?
It's white. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, like waving the white flag. What kind of sign is that?
No, it's like showing that you support your team. I mean, they do... I suppose you can't do a red out. I mean, there are some teams that do a red out. You can't do that anymore.
Well, because Neshoba would be offended.
You can't do that. You can't do a pink out because the sunburned will be upset.
In all seriousness, it is racist to be speaking on behalf of other people thinking you know what they want to do. So this woman's actions are far more racist than actually doing a white out at a class.
Yeah. Here's somebody, the 508 texter says, could you please explain in what way the white out is deemed offensive? I don't know, like, what? How is this woman, who's the superintendent of the Weymouth schools, determined that because somebody complained about it?
Because she wants to look cool at her book club. That's why.
Because it seems racially insensitive. Like, oh, it's a white dominating, white power, white out.
It's just,
God of mercy.
It's really, I mean, it is really ridiculous. Here's a text that says, Greg, the sign was removed under the cover of darkness because they didn't want the workers to get Tripoli. Maybe that's what it was. Jeez. Well, that's why we have no Friday night football games anymore either, because of the mosquitoes. All right, if you want to be on this morning, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 3793-7.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted by a text who says, why do you care about the mascot of your high school? The reason I care is because it was a traditional thing where those who went to the school took some pride in it. They took some pride in who doesn't take pride in their high school? I mean, that's what keeps communities together.
Right.
People go to sporting events. They go to Friday night football games. They go, I'm a chieftain. I was a chieftain for life. Once a chieftain, always a chieftain. So now you have to say once in a Neshoba, always in a Neshoba. I mean, I get it. It's
Did you ever really say once a chieftain, always a chieftain?
Yes, of course I would.
It's a tattoo on his forehead. It looks great.
Yeah.
of course I would. If it weren't for poor coaching, I would have advanced from the Neshoba basketball squad to the college level.
It's a poor athlete that blames his coaches.
I'm from Braintree. We're Wumps. I mean, named after the Wampatuck. If I say, like, once a Wump, always a Wump, am I now suddenly a first person or Native American racist? Mm-hmm. My mother went to North Quincy, not Quincy. They're the Red Raiders. Are they eventually just going to have to become the strong attackers?
Well, Rivers, where I went to school, used to be the Red Men. Now we're the Red Wings.
Listen, I can tell you, I'll say this. I could, if you look at the Red Raiders or the Red anything, I could maybe buy that is offensive.
Right.
The term chieftain is a term of honor. It they chose it in 1962 to honor brave Native Americans. It's in the Neshoba. The school is the Neshoba. It's in the Neshoba Valley district in the area. Neshoba is a Native American term.
Yes.
They did it.
Neshoba.
They did it out of respect. All right. Anyway, it's really bothersome. And I'm telling you this, it's not going away. There is somebody at this very moment, there are five butthurt people that are complaining about something that is going on around them, even though they're not affected by it in any way, shape, or form, because that's what everybody does these days. We are about to be joined by Adam Schefter, and we will get a little clarification on his statement regarding the reports of the alleged assault by Antonio Brown circulating around the NFL this weekend, which would mean that these reports were out there earlier than anyone knew. In fact, I think Adam is joining us right now. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Greg, Nick, and Danielle. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Excellent. Hey, Adam. I mean, really interesting turn of events here. I think that many suspected that there would be some sort of Antonio Brown incident here, but I don't think anybody suspected that this would be the first one.
Well, it's a situation where this had been, I think there were people who were aware of it. But again, I didn't know it was going to turn into a civil lawsuit that was filed yesterday in the state of Florida. And so that changes things a little bit here. And you've got a report in which she alleges that there were three separate incidents. Now, there are a lot of questions. If you read through the complaint, 15 pages.
Yes.
I think everybody would have their own interpretation of the facts. The fact of the matter is it's an ongoing matter. And it has to be treated in the appropriate and responsible way. And the NFL has an investigation to conduct. And I guess the Patriots are going to defer to the league. And I would imagine that when they go to practice today, that Antonio Brown will be out there today practicing. That's my guess. Now, again, it's a fluid situation as it just came down last night. But I would think that you're going to see him out there today.
What about Sunday in Miami? Do you anticipate that
he's out there? Listen, again, we're very early in this process, and New England found out about it last night, and they're going to meet and talk about it, and obviously Bill Belichick will make a decision here about what he thinks is right. If he thinks this morning, boy, I can't have this guy be a part of this game, then he won't be. But, again, I think when you're talking about a civil lawsuit, the Patriots seem to have handed it off to the NFL.
Yeah.
That's the initial interpretation of their statement, right? Like, the league will conduct its investigation, and we'll see what that holds. So based off of that, I'm interpreting that he'll be out there today. And then if he's out there today, you would think he's going to play on Sunday unless something turns up. Now, could it? Yes. What is the NFL's investigation going to lead to? We'll see. I guess it's also possible, although I think it's a bit premature right now, that the league could always place him on the commissioner's exempt list.
Yes.
In which case, he would just be on that list, and it would be a situation that the league would be investigating it, and he wouldn't play until the league could make a determination about what was right and what was wrong. And so that's another option here. But again, I in talking to some people last night about that possibility, they thought it was a bit premature, but these things change quick and sometimes take unexpected turns.
So the commissioner can suspend him. It's within his power to do so before this works its way through the federal court system.
Yeah, the NFL can do what it wants. It's hard to imagine that the league is going to suspend him right now. Like, I mean, if the league suspended him today off that without an investigation, I mean, what's to stop anybody from filing any sort of civil lawsuit and asking and expecting the league to take immediate action? So it becomes a delicate area. Look, I think the league has been through enough embarrassing situations that it wants to make sure that it gets it right, that it wants to make sure that there are no issues. It wants to make sure that, again, they don't clear Antonio Brown to play if that's what indeed decide to do. And all of a sudden, a video surfaces that embarrasses Antonio Brown and the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
The league is going to look to cover itself and guard itself and protect itself, as it should. And when it's been through what it has in the past, it's going to be even more careful than ever before. But again, to me, my interpretation of the whole thing was, I think the Patriots were caught off guard. I don't think they were expecting it last night. None of us were expecting that last night. Look, I had over the weekend somebody tell me that there was a woman trying to extort money from Antonio Brown, which basically was what the lawyer implied in the statement last night, that this is a quote-unquote money grab.
Mm-hmm.
Believe what you want. And as it was explained to me over the weekend, I was not led to believe that it was anything that was going to develop into something of note. But here we are today. The lawsuit was filed in the state of Florida yesterday, and Antonio Brown and the Patriots and the National Football League are left to clean up the pieces.
And do you, Adam, do you believe that the Raiders knew nothing of this?
I don't know the answer to that. Like, again, it's hard to imagine. Like I said, somebody was texting me exchanges that Antonio Brown had with a friend of this woman's over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to believe that there are people out there that were aware of this and that the Raiders didn't know or hear anything of it. Now, it's possible. Again, it's a private matter. We didn't know it was going to turn to this. But there was so much going on with this particular player over the summer that I don't know what they did and didn't know. I mean, there was a lot going on, a lot.
What has been the reaction of other teams around the league, if any, on this?
Well, you know, I've not spoken to any teams about Antonio Brown since the lawsuit was filed, to be honest with you. I haven't said, well, what do you think of this? You know, I just think that the other people, in regards to the Patriots landing Antonio Brown, you know, there's a lot of mixed feelings. You know, there's a segment of the population out there that say, boy, that is just like the Patriots to do that. So smart, so forward thinking. And then there's other people who think, how can you take on a guy and reward a guy? And it just depends on what your point of view is and what your perspective is. But I don't know if there's one universal opinion out there amongst fellow front offices and coaching staffs that people subscribe to at this point in time.
If Goodell puts him on the exempt list or suspends him, can the Patriots void that contract?
I would think that they could. I don't know that. You'd have to sit down and look at it, but I'm sure they're protected. And I mean, it's hard to imagine. Well, I don't know how that would work. It'd be an interesting case study. And I don't know if the league is suspending him right now. Like, the league has got an investigation to do into this. And you know, again, we've talked about this before. This is not a spot I don't think that the league wants to be in, and that it should be in. It's the National Football League. It's not the National Investigative League. Okay? And there's no police investigation of this, and yet the National Football League is going to be left to investigate this. How does that work? That's kind of odd to me.
Yeah.
Right? That the police weren't brought into this before the civil lawsuit was filed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that raises questions, I think, to a lot of people.
Well, it's certainly the last thing that Bill Belichick or Tom Brady or anybody down there wants to be dealing with. I mean, and that's the issue with this guy, right? He brings all this stuff with him wherever he goes.
Well, what did Al Michaels say on Sunday night, right? There, Antonio Brown landed and obviously brought a lot of baggage with him. And that's true. And this is the kind of thing. And you wonder what Bill Belichick's reaction is to something like this when you hear about it. Like, does he just throw up, like, okay, so here we go. And you just wonder, like, again, if you read the complaint and go through it and think through things logically, you wonder if they say, okay, look, we're going to carry on and conduct business. Or do they say, you know what, before this even begins, as great as this player is, we're just not going to deal with this. We're just not going to deal with this. It doesn't sound like it's going that way. But, look, we've had a summer full of Antonio Brown stories that we didn't think were going a certain way and did. And the guy has hijacked the NFL's 100th season. Literally, we've spent the entire summer and the first week and a half of the season talking about Antonio Brown more than every other player combined. And it continues to go on and might continue to go on. And you would have hoped and thought that once he signed with New England, that all that anybody would be focusing on would be what he did on the football field. And ever since he signed there, we haven't seen a social media post. We haven't seen an Instagram post, a tweet, or anything like that. And you thought, well, maybe he's conforming to the Patriot way, and we're not going to hear from him except on Sundays. But lo and behold, this lawsuit develops. It's filed in Florida yesterday, and now there's a lot of questions that continue to follow the most talked about man in all of football.
Adam, thanks for taking a little bit of time with us this morning.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Adam Schefter. Coming up, we'll get a legal opinion on this from Larry the Lawyer. It's Ask an Attorney coming up in just a few moments. And Larry the Lawyer says there is one giant legal piece of this that most of us are overlooking.
Okay.
And it's very important.
Okay.
And we will discuss that coming up next.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.